Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPW, Shir number 127, Ba'ez Panimi for Women, Shir number 127. So we're going to go through various aspects of love or compatibility that she calls the three C's, which is chemistry, compatibility, and commitment. In this first Shir, we're going to focus on chemistry. And the idea of chemistry is a force that gets you together, provides sexual excitement, romance, what they call. That's chemistry. Compatibility sustains the relationships over years, sweetens your daily life by being companions and working with each other. Commitment is a sense of permanence and security. All of us want all these ingredients. Some people have different aspects of what's more priority by them. Some actions touch your heart more than others. Happy and mature couples continue to discover and rediscover each other's priorities, organize their relationship accordingly to that. And that's really the idea. So we're going to go through various concepts here. The first thing is physical affection. Is that not important to you? Somewhat important or very important? And if it's not important, it needs to be developed into something that is important to you, at least to some significant degree. Physical affection, sexual touching, having the physical relationship itself, having sex and being excited about it, and wanting to please each other sexually, keep it alive, giving gifts, cards, gestures, having fun, getting along well on a regular basis with one another, you know, being able to share feelings with your husband, being able to talk openly with your husband on all different types of issues, feeling it important that your husband supports you, and putting effort and energy into the relationship. And loyalty. Loyalty is a big part of this. Loyalty doesn't just mean on a physical level to be faithful physically, but a loyalty in the heart on an emotional level of really believing Hashem chose this person for you, and seeing and doing your best to look at their hidden potential and to bring it out. Similar to what Rabbi Akiva's wife saw in Rabbi Akiva, similar to what, not a marriage situation, but in that type of loyalty and commitment of what Rabbi Yechanan saw in Rish Lakish, even before he became the tzaddik that he was, even when he was still a robber. Honesty between each other, how important that is to one another, to each other. How is it, how, you know, the honesty and openness with one another, the financial aspects of it, working together with that, permanent commitments. And again, we mentioned this several times. It's worth it to constantly drill into people's heads in marriages, friendship. They need to be friends. Friendship, in a weird way, the friendship aspect of a marriage is the friendship. Reim Ahuvim, like we always said, your lovers but your friends. The depth of a deep friendship, not just to love your husband but to like him too, and he needs to like you, not just to love you. That is an extremely important aspect, developing a friendship. And spending time as a couple with the family and spending time as a couple alone. All of this is extremely, extremely important. And then we go to the idea of chemistry. So there's two different aspects to chemistry. There are couples where both individuals are very high in this, They both have high drives. They both place strong emphasis on the sexual aspects of things. And they always feel in love. And we mentioned in the infatuation stage, it's strong and then it disappears. But there are certain couples, not too many. Seems like it's not too many. But it does happen where they just have that fire in them all through their marriage. Nothing to be jealous about. Be happy for them. But most couples are not that way. But it does exist where they can maybe be married 27 years, 30 years, and you would think that they're newlyweds. Their eyes light up. They flirt with each other. They get emotionally, they're really literally crazy about each other. Emotionally and physically. You have couples that were having great sex straight up to before, in a particular case, the person died at 73. And they miss it. That part of it is a very vulnerable part. Now, there are many reasons why it could be low. You know, childbirth, stress, hormone levels. And if people have this aspect that's important to them and then they have this low, they have to be very, very careful. There are dangerous points where you have to recognize it's okay. It's okay to have that low. But the physical relationship does deepen the love bond itself, used the right way. It makes you feel more in love. It allows positive feelings to take place. High sexual pleasure creates a positive feeling. A lot of things are forgiven. It creates, you have this type of pleasure sensation. These chemicals are released during childbirth, by the way, helping eradicate the memory of the labor pains. And then activated again during nursing, helping the new mother bond with the baby and maybe forget some of those sleepless nights. So the chemistry aspect is important. One doesn't have it. It's important to develop it, to make it consistent, to make it exciting, to have variety to it in a halachically permissible way, to want to and make it a goal to try to be physically desired one to the other, help each other with their desire levels to keep it high, meeting each other's sexual needs, being romantic with each other, again, in a healthy way, not like the movies, certain excitement, date nights, regular dates, keep it fresh, keep it exciting. So that's very, very important. Now, you have, most couples are like this, where you have one has greater interest in the sexual aspects and romance than the other, which we talked about. And often the high desire person assumes that the other one is aware of that. And then there is discomfort and frustration when they don't feel the same way. And you need to feel ignored. And the lower drive person may not even know how important it is. You see, very often, this is the sad part, where if the low drive person would understand and be educated and know what it means for the higher drive person, they would be very, very understanding about it, and they would want to accommodate. Often they just don't even realize, because the other partners and may be embarrassed to acknowledge that they have that stronger need, that the lower drive person doesn't even realize that their husband or wife truly needs this. And when it's explained to them, they're willing to do everything they can to make it pleasurable for them and to get to that point. The high-level one needs to understand you have to be patient. Time. Now, what happened was interesting. This Pat Love, the author, wrote a different book, also called Hot Monogamy, that deals with more of the actual intimate sexual aspects of things. We may at one point look through that book and bring out the points in that book that are litayelas. Haven't done that yet. But what happened was, is while she was researching this book, this Pat Love, she, under the doctor's supervision, wanted to take a certain level of testosterone, which even in females create a heightened, you know, sexual drive. I don't know if you have too much of it, you'll end up growing beards or something like that. I have no clue. But obviously there's a certain level of it where it would heighten the sexual drive of a woman. And under a doctor's supervision, Pat Love experimented with that. And when she got into her system this higher testosterone, she says she thought about sex all day long. She fantasized about it. She always wanted it. The sexual thoughts came into her mind uninvited. She made sexual innuendos. And she became more irritable about it. And it was a real eye-opener to her, because by nature, Beteva, she was not like that. She was chemically induced with adding more testosterone that had her feel this way. It was an extreme eye-opener for her. Caused her in a weird way, doesn't say it openly here, but clearly less judgmental and more understanding of people being plagued with high drives. And again, when it comes to our Jewish culture, again, the misconception of thinking you're on a lower level because you have a higher drive is just false. Or that you're on a higher level because you have a lower drive, also false. It's what you do about it and how responsible you are with it. That's what is the ikker here. So the idea is, though, is to make room in your life for the physical sexual relationship. Very, very important. Always important. Work through it. It's not a small thing. It's a private thing, but it's not a small thing. Try to learn about yourselves. Learn from healthy sources, from correct mentors, teachers, correct books, healthy places, on how to learn about this in a healthy, kosher, erlich way, in order to enhance this part of the relationship. And it's not a stira in tzinias to be clear and kind and direct about your sexual needs. If you need more time in foreplay, you explain that. You need more time together beforehand, you explain that. You need more help around the house in order to get to that point, you explain that. Kinder words, more gentle touch, giving over information. This feels good, this doesn't feel as good. Be realistic about the needs of each other. Understand that there'll be lows and periods, bumps in the road. Understand that it won't be that you're excited about each other every time that you're together to the same heightened degree. That there'll be ups and downs in this area of life, just like there's ups and downs in every area of life. And just like there's many ups and downs in all the areas of married life. So there's certainly ups and downs in the sexual aspects of life too. You work it out with each other. One isn't in the mood, or one is really not feeling well, or just really can't muster their koyach to get involved. The other one is somewhat interested. Be honest with each other. Tonight doesn't work for me. Tomorrow night, I'm going to make sure. I'm going to work through it. I'm going to rest beforehand. I'm going to do what I need to do tonight, and tomorrow will. And but then tomorrow comes, you go ahead with it. But the idea is that even no's or postponements of this need to be done with sensitivity and affection. You can nurture a great degree of chemistry, even if it's not automatic or is not automatically natural to you. You could still develop it and create a tremendously beautiful life together in that area of life. So this is the idea of the first C of chemistry. And then in the upcoming shiurim, we're going to talk about the other two C's of compatibility and of commitment. Now, compatibility and commitment seem to be more serious, more mature, more deep, maybe true. But the chemistry part of it is not something to take lightly. And it's not a matter if you have it or you don't. You could create it to a very large extent. You can create it by hard work and commitment towards each other with this. And it's worth the effort. Bracha v'atzlacha.